plate made the Khan's cheek twitch. He placed the last of the shells unfinished to one side. "Sunning yourself between hunts, my Khan," said the newcomer.
"Stormseer, your gifts."
Kosaru looked at the sky for a second.
"They are wasted here.
Anyone with half a nostril could tell that you've been standing in the sun. If you ever run out of promethium, you could scrape your skin and use the runoff to feed Moondraken's engine instead."
"Ha!"
shouted the Khan, grinning and clenching his fist in triumph, as if Sudaba had helped him solve a difficult problem. He would not take the Stormseer's bait today. He was in too good a mood for it. Like all White Scars, Kosaru loved to feel the play of the elements firsthand. For the last 3 hours, he had been meditating in the boiling heat of Quanzhou, clad in little more than loose white fatigues. His olive leather skin practically glowed, shining with oily sweat. The Khan raised a thick bare arm, covered in zigzag scars, revealing a tuft of armpit hair that protruded from the sutured edge of his torsal glove.
"Have a proper sniff, then, Naismith."
"I respectfully decline your generous proposal.